On the agenda now is the real property purchase. Gary, is there anything you'd like to cover?
I can reiterate kind of what we talked about in the executive session, just so it's on record. We have the opportunity to purchase 79.5 acres north of our lagoon. This property has already started the process of the wetland mitigation bank, which we would continue. As we talked about before, in order for us to do our sewer lagoon project, we estimate that we're going to use about 50 acres of wetland, and that cost per acre is approximately $50,000 or more. So overall, that would cost us $2.5 million if we didn't purchase this land, which we could use to offset some of that. And then we would have the extra acreage that we could then turn around and use to help other developers that needed to buy wetland credits. You know, and so you take the 25 acres approximately that we'd have left, at 50,000 an acre, we could produce about $1.25 million off of that to offset the cost of some of the construction of the project. I've sat down with the property owner, the company of the property owner, and we've negotiated a price of $850,000 for that property. The city, at least from the Public Works Department and the city administrator, feel like we're getting a fair deal for what we need to do to offset the cost of our project and have that additional land to create some other treatment process for our project. There is a motion on here if you so to choose to do that. However, I do have a correction with that motion. A double motion before, Carrie thought that was too much, so she took the motion out of this one. So we need to add that back in where it says, I make a motion.
And it's acres, 79.5 acres, not whatever.
Not acres?
Acres?
Yeah, not acres.
A lot of computers there, huh?
Another question.
Yes, is questions for Director Cappy. Councilman Gamby.
So just to make sure I'm understanding it right, and maybe not just for that, but why do we need 50 wetland credits?
Because we're going to disturb 50 acres of wetlands, and we have to purchase each acre of wetland that we disturb. So anytime you disturb an acre of wetland, you have to purchase either one for one or one and a half times to one, depending on what you're doing. So
in 2008, the city did a site survey of its existing property, including the 40 acres it purchased. And out of the 80 acres up front, about 75-ish acres of the property in front of the existing lagoons is considered degraded wetlands. So for us to construct on it, we have to have credits to offset when we build lagoons.
So where's, if you're building the lagoons in the 50 acres, where's the 50 acres of credit coming from?
The 79.5
acres of wetlands that we're buying.
But I thought you were building 50 acres of that was going to be the lagoon.
Yeah.
No. 50 acres of the property we currently own are going to be lagoons. This 79.5 acres,
you're building
that we turn
the lagoon.
Into a wetland mitigation bank is going to offset that 50
acres. Yeah, we're going to take the first 50 credits.
Because you're building lagoons on a different property than this 79.5 acres. Okay, that's the part I wasn't quite getting, because I'm like, it seems like you're saving a lot of money. You're saving $2.5 million by spending $850,000. But I didn't see where the lagoons were going to fit in. So you already have more than 50 acres that you're going to put lagoons on.
We're going to take the first 50 of the 75 bank.
As credit. But you have another 50 acres where the lagoons are actually going to go. I got it. So, yeah, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry if I didn't explain that very well.
Oh, any other councilor questions? Great question, Councilor Gamby.
I'm good.
If there's no further discussion, was somebody willing to make a motion?
Oh. I make a motion to purchase 79.5 acres from West Lynn Corporation for $850,000 and authorize the Public Works Director to sign the necessary documents subject to city attorney review.
I'll second that.
Councilor Leach has made the motion. Councilor Washburn has seconded the motion to purchase 79.5 acres from Westland Corporation for $850,000 and authorize the Public Works Director to sign the necessary documents subject to city attorney review. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously. Are there any other items for this evening? I see we're through the agenda.
So just so you know, at this point, I'm going to work very one-on-one with Carrie and have her work primarily with Westland to make sure we've got everything worked out. And we don't miss a step because I don't do real estate. She's going to make sure we don't mess up somewhere. So I will make sure that her and Westland Corporation have great. Each other's contact to make sure we get everything done. And the one thing he needs to do is that lot line adjustment pretty quick. Right. So.
Well, excellent. Thank you for all your hard work, Gary. And I know it's just the beginning, right? We got more ahead.
Got a couple days of it.
Okay. Then at 9:35, I will now adjourn the meeting.
Do you want these?